This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I greet you this day in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, the reading begins at verse 1. Luke chapter 21, the reading begins at verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. On the occasion of our text, as found in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, Jesus takes an opportune moment to teach those who are with him. And he lifts and contrasts the example of rich men and a poor widow. In their activity of casting into the offerings or treasuries of God or in the house of God. And as he contrasts one with the other, he makes an eternal statement as he shows that what one gives and the value thereof may in some way be connected with what they have to give. I think many in our generation do not understand this spiritual point, that what we give and the value of what we give has a connection to what we have to give. He says about the poor widow that she has cast in more. So now we're talking about the value. The value of what was given. He said, these of their abundance cast into the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. There are those of you listening to me who would say, God, if I had, I would give. But apparently that was not her prayer. Apparently her heart condition, her spiritual heart's condition was not if I had, I would give, but apparently her spiritual condition was, I will give all I have. Not if I had, I would give, but I will give all I have. We all have something. You have something. You may say, well, I don't have any money. But you have something. You have a hand to pick up a telephone and dial a number and say to some person lonely and perhaps ill and weak, good morning, God bless you. Oh, what a difference that makes. You have 3 hot dogs and 6 slices of bread. You could at least take half of that and give to someone who is starving in your neighborhood or your community. And you're saying, and then what would I have? Well, in dealing with this, and her offering is unto God, which guarantees a return, giving to someone in your community within the will of God would guarantee a return also. But giving outside of the will of God would not guarantee a return. What do you mean, Reverend? There are some people who have defied God, who have shook their fists at God, who do not believe God, and who care nothing about God's commandments. And some of them, until they repent and acknowledge that He is God, He is not going to bless them, nor does He want you to bless them. That might be why some of you are not given resources by God, because you will bless people who God does not want blessed. You would say, well, I thought that God wanted everyone blessed. He does, but He wants them first saved. He wants them obedient. And there are times when He has to withdraw His blessings until they recognize Him as God. You say, well, we have people starving down the street. God may be a part of that. You say, oh, Paige, you are blaming God for a horrendous situation. Well, is it better for God to feed them on planet Earth and let them die and go to hell not knowing Him? Or is it better for Him to let them go through some hardships on planet Earth until they come to a realization that He is God and beside Him there is no God? And then they bow on their knees in their great want and their great distress and find Him in a spiritual way and be saved and then blessed of Him. And then when they die, they go to heaven. Judge ye. Judge ye, judge ye. Would not God be deceitful to bless people abundantly on planet Earth and then let them die and go to hell? Is it not more love to let them suffer until they come to a saving knowledge of him, than to bless them without suffering, and they die and go to hell. Judge ye. Judge ye. So, yes, we should give wherever, whenever, and to whom God says give. But one place we know we can give is into the treasuries of God in the Lord's house. And you say, well, suppose this house is not truly God's house. Then find one that is. You say, well, I can't find one that is. Then send the money to Trinity Baptist Church, Post Office Box 2763, High Point, North Carolina, 27261. Well, Reverend, how do I know you're going to use it right? Well, am I reading the Word of God? Is this Word of God bringing something to light in your life that you had not thought of previously? You see, you can have all kinds of excuses, but I've taken away that one, because when you hear me on the air, you hear me reading the Word of God. You can let Satan tell you, oh, Paige is crooked, or Paige is false, or Paige is not a preacher, or Paige doesn't sound like a preacher. But if he tells you that Paige does not lift in your hearing the Word of Almighty God in healthy proportions, you have sense enough to know that he's telling a lie. And so in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, Jesus looks up, sees the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, and he sees a certain poor widow. Rich men, poor woman. Not only is she a woman, but she's a widow, meaning that she has need of someone to give unto her, and yet she's given her all unto God. A widow, one that God tells the church to be sure to look out for. A widow giving everything she has. She casts in all the living she has. That's faith. That's faith. But to whom does she give it? She gives it to God. If you hand it out on the street, you may or may not be blessed. You don't know the situation. It's probably better to hand them a dollar inside of a New Testament than to hand them a dollar alone. By handing them a dollar on the street, the homeless, the beggars, by handing them a dollar inside the New Testament. The New Testament has more value than $1 billion. So you are giving them at least $1 billion, because the New Testament, the Word of God, has more value than $1 billion. I recommend handing out Christian literature when you give money to these people on the street. I've done so, and there have been times when I haven't done so. But now that I think about it, I'm going to make more of an effort to make sure that when I hand out something to people on the street, I'm going to hand them the Word of God in some form, even if it's on a sheet of paper on which I've written a scripture. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. In order for them to give as much as she had given, they would have to give all they had. And probably there was not one of them willing to do that. And of those of you who are rich listening to me, you cannot even fathom doing that. You cannot, most of you, there may be one, but most of you would not even imagine trusting God that much. As a matter of fact, you would say, this is ignorant. This is ignorant. Why would I do that? You would say, are you proposing that, Paige? And I say unto you what Jesus said. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Well, Paige, what is the principle here? Should I cast in everything I have? I have $87 billion. Are you saying I should cast in my $87 billion into a church treasury? What I am saying is that you read the Word of God and you pray unto God. And it would be my assumption that the poor widow cast in what God wanted her to cast in because God commended her for it, the amount. Once you pray to God, he will tell you what to cast in and what to hold back. And then that will be more than someone who, without having followed his will, cast in all they had and all somebody else had. You see, if you cast in all you have outside of his will, that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. But apparently, though she cast in two mites, it was within the will of God. Whereas if you cast in all you have, and your heart is not right toward God, and God is not pleased with that, and it is not his will for you to cast in everything you own, then you've gained nothing for yourself. And so you answer your question by talking to God. You pray and you fast, and you say, God, I have $82 billion. Show me what you want me to do. I want to use them within your will. I want to use them within your will. I don't want to use them wrongly. I thought I was intelligent and smart, but it appears that I do not have the full wisdom I need to administer these $82 billion. Show me, God. Show me, God. Show me, God. I will keep reading Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, until I hear from thee. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Help us to rightly divide it. Help us to rightly discern your spiritual principles. Help us to operate according to thy will, to thy great glory, and to our good. In the name of God the Father, and in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the blessed Holy Ghost, with specificity, in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.